you're on the towards the end of Dunlakoff's course. Can't say paragraphs because there are no paragraphs, but we're middle of the story. That they went to check out Abba Umna, and they took away his blankets, and they went to him in the marketplace, and they asked him how much it is, and he said, amount, and they said, maybe it's more. He said, no, this is what I paid for it. So they said, this is yours, when we took it from you. Then they asked him, what did you accuse us of when we took your blankets? You probably have to redeem captive. And we were embarrassed to tell me, and therefore you just took it without permission. Which is, again, a halachic question. Can you take something without permission for a pinyan shvuyim? But we're not going to get involved in that now. Amalei, hashtanish kalinomar, take it back. Amalei, mahushaitas chasinu midatoyim v'tzdaka. No, at that point, I donated it to tzdaka. Yeshlaayim, mashayach hamokim yodin etzchum l'schus. Here comes the question that I was waiting for. How could it be that a guy that's done l'kavzchus, Hashem has done him l'kavzchus? How could it be that a guy that's done l'kavzchus? Rabban Islam knows the truth. Don l'kavzchus is if you don't know if the guy meant good or bad. So you're done l'kavzchus. But if you know the truth, how can you be done l'kavzchus? Yishleimar, the b'chol dover yash k'tas dadam l'kavzchus. Everything, there's some reason to say l'kavzchus. K'vashom b'shabbos. More there says, if 999 malachim say chayva and one says chos, Hashem listens to the chos. Then it says, even if that one malach that says chos, 999 parts of him say chayva, v'echad is chos, nitzel. V'ayim b'shmir salosh shachir v'kalu shar tfuna perik dawa chakos of kenza. So v'meila, Hashem is done with kavos chos means he takes that little fraction of Kavzchus and Paskins that way. That's Reb Chaim's answer, and he says that the Chavetz Chaim says a similar word. I was Makabel for my Rebbeim. I heard from the Reshiva and Reb David both said the same word. That Amokim Dan LeKavzchus means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how would the person have judged this action down in this world? If he would have seen Reuven do this, what would he have said Reuven means? That's what I'm going to say he did, even though he didn't. Meaning, Hashem knows the truth, and the guy didn't do l'kavzchus. But if he judges others l'kavzchus, I will look at the action as if I don't know, and be done in l'kavzchus. The way he would have judged somebody else, that's how my Rishiva answered the question. So when it says that if you're done l'kavzchus, Hashem done you l'kavzchus, means Hashem kavayocho says, looking at this action and detaching what I know, right? What would he have said? And that's how Hashem does it, yes?
No, this is actually the exact same question which comes up every year. April 14th, 71, which is, what does it mean when it says during Yom Narayim that the Rebbeinu moves from Kiseh Din to Kiseh Rachel?
That's a totally different thing completely, and I don't want to get into that. That's because there's two ways to judge the world. That's with all the facts in front. There's the harsh way, the right, the correct.
That's a straight shot. I mean, I have no problem. But the problem I have with it is the Rebbeinu Shalom does not change.
Okay, I know. I really don't want to get into that. That's a Rishonish Shmuz. It's a different Shmuz than this completely. Okay. Here it says, Dan L'Kavzchus. Means Hashem says he meant well. But Rebbeinu Shalom knows the truth. It's a different thing than down.
So what you're asking is, how is it that the Rebbeinu Shalom can judge differently in two different situations?
No, I'm not asking that at all. I'm asking, the word Dan L'Kavzchus automatically means you don't know the fact.
Against that you are ignorant.
Okay, and that can't be by the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's all I'm saying.
And there is then a change, as if,
again, all I'm saying is your question's great. It's a shmuz for Rosh Hashanah, and maybe for all year round, but not now. And it's nothing to do with Dan L'Kavzchus, because the essence of Dan L'Kavzchus is you don't know the facts.
I see the essence. Okay, I see the essence in terms of...
Yeah,
no. Again, I'll say that. If I know the guy did something, and I know all the stuff, and I know he did this, I can't be Dan L'Kavzchus. The word down the cup supposed to mean I don't know.
In the state of ignorance, you make a decision
right.
In two ways.
There has to be a state of ignorance, and the Rebbeinu Shem has no state of ignorance. That's the question here.
And this is something which we are faced with everything. Let me finish it up.
Fine, I'll finish it up. I didn't mind doing that. We avoided many machloikas in Kamashkos of Rashi B'Shabbos. That is Chaver L'Kavzchus B'Klah V'Hashom. That's part of bringing peace. The Mitzvah Machvir L'Shus V'Amalaychah T'Li B'Zoy. She didn't sin. Anas who is an Anas. Ha'Latay Ben Eschaben. He meant good. Yeshol B'Neim. If people know that you judge them well, they have peace with you. V'Ashrei Mishin Yisra B'Zet Hamet. Okay, we are now learning the Gemara, and we are up to Daf Yudchesim Adbeis. And the Gemara said, the Rabbi Yechonah said three places that we use a roiv for Tumah. Right? And the question is that we burn Truma on it. And the question is, what did he exclude? What is he coming to exclude? So the Gemara says the case he's coming to exclude is when the child is playing with the dough and of truma, and the child always plays in the garbage dump where there's dead shratzim. The mayor said he's tahor, and the chacham said he's tameh. And the chacham said he's tameh is only Rish Lakish says to burn truma, and Rabbi Yechonah says we would not burn truma. Right, so that's the case, that even though there's a majority of kids that play in the garbage dump, so Rav would tell us that it truma is tameh, but it's a weaker Rav. Now, the wording of the Gemara is, there's a chazaka. The Rishayim speak out that all the cases have a chazaka, but the Rav is not a strong enough Rav that we would be willing to burn truma. And that's what Rabbi Yechonah meant and said in three cases. He said in three cases to exclude this case. Problem is, that's where we left off yesterday. Problem is, Rabbi Yechonah said it already. And we have a rule that Rabbi Yechonah doesn't repeat himself, and Amira doesn't repeat himself different ways two times. Right? He said that in that case you don't burn truma. So why did he have to say three excluding this? He already excluded it. That's the Gemara's problem. I did not learn the Rashi. So therefore, I'm going to repeat the Gemara inside with the Rashi. We're going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. Strike the Gemara, Lamute Mai. What did Rabbi Yechonah exclude by saying 3, not 4? Ilema Lamute Rubatika Chazaka Badei. Is he excluding a rite that has a Chazaka to support it? Right? And again, the Rishayim explained that it really means a weaker rive, the Lysophin and Aleas at Truma, that we don't burn Truma, Rashi. The Mute Mai, Gimel Mekaimus, the Kamer of Yechonah, the Mashma, the Mute Mai, where is it?
Yeah.
Where am I supposed to say? It's about 15 lines into the narrow lines. The Mute Mai, Gimel Mekaimus, the Kamer of Yechonah, the Mashma, honey, these, the Lusula, and not anymore. The Mute Mai, what is it coming to exclude? What is it coming to exclude that we shouldn't treat it like a vadai? Ilem and the mute ruba betumas isha. Think of chazaka vadai. Kalimer kenegda. The marla chazaka the ruba. That the chazaka weakens the rise. Because he minyana the mute dlezina basahu ruba. And the number comes to tell me don't follow that rise. Shuya musa kavadai. We treat it like a vadai. We like sarf and trumala. And you wouldn't burn truma on that truma. Now here is a very interesting point. Rashi just came to answer a question. Because the Gemara came and said, the Bechon is excluding the case of Chazaka. And then the Gemara said, but he said it already. Right? Now he didn't say it. Rabbi Yechonah was talking about three cases by a woman's truma. So obviously, If he's excluding case number four, he's excluding case number four by a woman's tuma. The case the Gemara brings is not a case of a woman's tuma; it's a case of tuma of dough of truma. So b'chlau, that's not Rabbi Yechonah's sugya. Again, the Gemara. Gemara had answered on the Amud Aleph that when Rabbi Yochanan had said three places, he was talking specifically about a woman's tuma, a birth or nida. That's what he was talking about. And that's why he didn't consider all the other cases that the Gemara brought. And we're saying now that he said the number three to exclude case number four. Case number four about what? So if you're working with woman's tuma, that means case number four has to exclude woman's tuma. When the Gemara says he said it already, the Gemara brings a case that has nothing to do with woman's tuma. It brings a case of kids playing with the dough. So Rashi saw that question, and he said, let's take a look at that Rashi again. To give a case where there is a weak rive in a case of a woman, which we don't know the case, but is he coming to exclude a weak rive, unknown case, but a case where we would say the rive is not strong enough, and he's saying these three cases, the rive is strong, but in a weak rive we don't burn truma. He said that already, that a weak rive doesn't burn truma. He didn't say it by a woman, but he said it elsewhere, and we would cross-apply it. So again, it's not that Rabbi Yochanan said the fourth case and said that's excluded. By saying three, he says there is a fourth case out there by a woman, which I don't know what the case is, where there the rive is not strong enough to burn truma. So I'm saying three to exclude that case unknown. Problem is, that unknown case was excluded already by a different statement to Rabbi Yochanan, which wasn't talking about a woman, which was talking about a regular tumah. So that's how Rashi is coming to answer the question that's obvious in the sugya. Rabbi Yochanan said it, he was talking about women, and we're bringing a case that has nothing to do with a woman. The Rashi, if he's saying three by the woman to exclude case four of the woman, which again, nobody defines what is that case four of a woman. But if you came up with a case that's case four by a woman and he's excluding it, he excluded it anyway elsewhere. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi again, where is it? Right. The Marla Chazaka the Ruba, the Chazaka weakens the right. The Kasi Minyona, and if number three is coming, the Ma'ute, Lezvina Basahu Ruba, you don't go by that rive, the Shavya Milsa Kabadai to make it like a Badai. Lezarvin Truma, Lazahi Tuma, you wouldn't burn Truma. Hamar Abyechel Chazaka in the Bishar Tumas. Notice Rashi again. He said it elsewhere. The Echad the Sastra Chazaka the Ruba. It was the chazak is strong enough to weaken the rive. Lezina basa ruba l'shabya kavadai. We don't go by rive. To make it by kavadai, the male is shemina l'tumazisha. We would know it by isha. See, Rashi's going out of his way to make sure you don't ask the question. We're talking about a woman and you're bringing other things in. Now back to the Gemara. Where did he say it? If not, tenekan nimsa besari isha. You found a child next to a piece of dough. Ubatzik miyada, and he has dough in his hand. Remeir matayr v'chachamim matamim. Remeir says it's tahor, and the chachamim say it's tameh. Why? V'chachamim shetarkes shetinik l'tatayach, because most kids play with the garbage dump, and when they're there, they touch that shrutz. Remeir my time with Remeir. So what's Remeir's reason? Ksabar, raib kinaikas matapchen. Yes. There is a majority, but there's a minority that don't. The Isazubacheskas Tyra Medis. The mayor throughout Shas gives more credibility to a minority than the Chachamim do. He's Chaishas Lamiot. Miot means something to him, not to overcome a right, but to not ignore the Miot. Smaich Miotul Chazaka. You put the Mir together with the Chazaka of Israel, Ruba, and you can't go by the Rive, and therefore it's Tahar. We're being Makel. We're letting the dough be Tahar based on the combination of the minority plus the Chazaka. The Chazaka, right, that's what Rameir says. Rabbonam, you took him on the lesser dummy. They ignore the minority. But Ruba, Chazaka, Ruba, different Rive always wins. Now, however, how strong is this Rive? The Amirish Lakish from Shum Rabbi Shia. Zui Chazaka, this is an established fact by Rive. This is not the same Chazaka that we mentioned a line ago. This is an established fact that Rive established. She's Sarfanaz Truma. We would burn the Truma. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ein Zu Chazak Hishisar from the last Atruma. Rabbi Yechon just told us that a weak rive doesn't burn Truma. So whatever your case number four would be by a woman, it would be a weak rive. So he told us already that a weak rive is not strong enough to burn Truma. Why would he have to say it a second time? Rashi, the tapayach b'shratzim, to play with shratzim. Zvaich miyutul l'chazim. See, Rashi's being very careful again. You know, Rashi doesn't need my askama, but he's so meduyak. Why doesn't he say the tapayach b'ashva? The Gemara says, no, but the Gemara doesn't say the word ashva. So Rashi's trying to say, it's not like he plays in the garbage dump, which might have shratzim. He plays with shratzim. He plays with dead shratzim. Zvaich miyutul l'chazaka. Babalu Latire tray, right? It's two on the side of Tara. According to a mayor, the miyad is strong enough to overcome the rive with the chazaka on its side. Zui chazaka, tinik zu, shonu machzikin stam, rive to naikas matapkin. This child that we assume, chazaka here means assumption, that they play with ashratim, chazaka gemura achzikua. They made it 100%, a complete assumption. And Rabbi Yechonin disagrees. So here's Rabbi Yechonin telling us that a weak rive cannot do the thing. It has to be a strong rive. So what exactly is Rabbi Yechonin saying when he says three, not four? It's up to Gemara. Ella lemute ruba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechonin is coming to exclude a different rive. A rive that is a different machlokes, and has nothing to do with I don't think it has anything to do with a weak rive. And we'll see what that is. But not. And this is directly about a woman. Hamapelus chaticha. A woman gives miscarriage to a piece. Now, this piece is hard piece. And we don't know whether this is blood or this is flesh. Now, it's not a baby because there's no tsuris blood. There's nothing that looks like a baby. There's no hands, there's no feet, there's no face. There's nothing. Therefore, obviously, there was no viable baby as far as we're concerned, and that's not a suffix. The question is it dam? Is this blood, or is this basar? So it says, im yes im adam tameya, im la'av tahira. If there's blood along with it, then she's tameh as an ida. This is not a question of a leda. There's no question of birth. It's a question of nida. So if there's blood along with it, she's a nida. If it's a dry miscarriage of this piece of whatever, then she's tahira. No questions. Go on and finish the braisa. Rashi, chaticha b'loy shura. A piece without any form of the baby. And yes, imadam. I skipped to Rashi. Elamuta ruba derbuda. The Abagav Dame Soba Saruba, Hachi Gamer La Rabbi Yechonin, the Tame, the Kamer Rabbi Yehuda, Lifla's Kamer Velay Lisraif. So Rabbi Yehuda is very unclear. He doesn't tell you whether he means the rive is enough to burn the Truma, excuse me, or just to make it a suffix. So here we wouldn't know Psat and Rabbi Yehuda. So Kamer Rabbi Yechonin said three, so you should exclude case four about a woman. Where we don't know Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, who says that she's Tamei, and he's telling you that Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda said, is a suffix. Right, is a suffix. Chaticha b'loy tzura, im yeshi madam Tamei or isha Tamei kashar nida, b'loy b'shem leida. Not a leida, the lav lahu. It's not a baby. Again, the translation of a baby has to be that there had been a baby inside. We have indication that there had been a baby. So a hand with fingers, or a foot with toes, or something that indicates that there was a baby, we treat like a baby. However, any piece of flesh that has no indication of being a baby is just a piece of flesh, meaning never developed into a baby. Obviously, might have resulted because of a pregnancy. Doesn't make a difference. And therefore, there's no tumas later. So therefore, the Tanakhama says, if there's blood, it's nida. If there's no blood, it's not nida. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Benkach or Benkach Tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says, they're both Tamei, even if there's no blood. Why? V'yam Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu. Loitzei Rabbi Yehuda, Ela b'chaticha shel arba mine damim. Avo, toshar mine damim tohera. So Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu said that Rabbi Yehuda only was matame, is going to be in the next Mishnah, four shades of blood that are considered dam nida. Again, to us, red is red. To them, there were five different shades of red that were nida. All other shades of red was not dam nida. So they were experts in shades of red. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda only said tamei, if this is one of the four shades. Now, he didn't say five, because the Gemara later on is going to say there's really four that became five. So we worry about that later on. But the bottom line is, he said it's, when it's four shades, then we say that this piece is really blood that was hardened, and therefore it makes a nida. Avo shashar mine damim, if it's different colors of red, doesn't have the four shades, taira. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, shel arvim mine damim divrakal tameya. Rabbi Yechonon says, no, if it's the four shades, even the Rabbanan agreed this is hardened blood. The shashar damim divrakal taira. And if it's other colors, everybody agrees it's the Haira. They lost the piece. And we don't know whether it was the four shades or a different shade. Meaning again, if Jason comes along and says everybody agrees that if this piece is the four shades of blood, it's Tamei Nida. And everybody agrees that if this piece is a different shade of red, it's Tahar. So where's the Machlokes? There's no piece to be found. She had a miscarriage of a piece. We don't have the piece. We have no idea what it looked like. So, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Zubas a Rav Chatichas, of a majority, Rav Chatichas shall have a mina damim heaven. And most are from those four shades, because a woman usually has dam nidas. Rabbi Bonasari Zubas a Rav Chatichas Laminan, we don't say that, because they don't hold that it's true. So now, so when Rabbi Yechonon said three places we burn Truma, he was trying to say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says she's Tamei, because we assumed that the lost piece was Nidus. We assumed that the lost piece was Nidus. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that, only says it to make her Tamei, not to burn Truma at all, because it's not enough of a rive that we would burn Truma. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechonon by saying three and not four. So really, it's similar to what we said before, it's not a strong enough rive. Here we're giving you a specific case of a woman that you could have translated one of two ways, and he's giving you the translation of it. Rashi. Yashim Adam Tameya. We said already. Sha'arba, Shachaticha Ma'arba, Mars Dam Tamei, Hashnuyim B'masnitsin, which will be in the next Mishnah. V'yav Agav Nechamishitnan. Even though our Mishnah said five, but why does the Gemara here refer to it as four? Shachar Edoim Huyav Shalaka. Black is red that got affected by something. It's really black is a red. And therefore, the Kivan Damari Dam Tamei Yeshba, since the four are the looks of Dam Tamei, Amina and Kule Dam Tameyu, Tmei Anida. Rabbanan Sari Ain Sadam El Abasar, and Rabbanan say, no, this is not Dam, this is flesh. Now, I can't answer the question, can't we test it to see if it's Basar or Dam? I don't know. I assume that when the Dam hardened, there's no difference between the texture of that and what would be basar at that stage of non-development that's in the woman. So shayim mine damim, ganyaruk, yellow or green, whatever way you want to learn. Machlekes rishayim is yaruk, yellow or green. The lavan or white, shetayrenay. Now notice Rashi didn't talk about other shades of red, but it would be the same thing. Ve'eni adeyas ma'atameya, hipila. She lost the piece before it came here. They don't agree to the fact. Not any fourth. To exclude this rive, does not make it like definite list rife al magra satruma. If she touches truma, we would not burn her. Yes, doctor.
Did I hear you say the word hard?
I won't argue with you. I never know what I'm talking about when I come to these things. Zag the Mishnah weiter. Chamisha damim tmeim v'isha. There are five shades of blood that are tamei in a woman. Now, we're going to go through them. I might need Rabbeinu Artskol to help me translate some words here. Ha'adayim, red. Va'ashachar, and black. Now, each one of these are going to be explained. U'kekeren karkaim, and like the corner of a, karkaim is a, I forgot which one it is. It's an expensive one.
Crocus?
No, he says, what is karkaim?
I translated
it. Yeah.
I suppose it's crocus.
Crocus? I don't even know what crocus is. Okay.
Wow.
I thought it was something else.
It's a type of flower with numbers.
I thought karkim was a... I thought it was a vegetable, but I'm wrong. Ukamei adama. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Ukamazuk, like wine mixed with water, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. So those are the five. Red, black... like the corner of a garden where you grow crocus, like dirt mixed with water, and like wine mixed with water. And again, unexplained. Beshama Yimrim, Avkameme Tulsan. They add two more shades, like the fenugreek juice. That's what I think Tulsan is, fenugreek, right? Ukameme Buster Tli. And when you roast, like the juice that comes out of roasted meat, that's red. That's a mare tame. Beisul matarim, Beisul says it's not. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, kikaren karkam, gizavis, like the corner gone of a garden, shikarkam gadlboy, the crocus grows up. This is where I employ Rabbi Heinemann's word. I don't know what karkam is, and I don't know what crocus is, so it's all the same. It just makes people feel better if I say an English word. He once told me, what difference does it make which language you don't know what you're talking about in? Kameime Tosan, Kameime Adama, Lekama Mefarish Lo Lekula B'masnisim. The Gemara is going to explain each one. Lishnachrina, Kekaren Karkam. Karen means to shine, right? The first way we translated it was the corner of the garden. Now we're saying it's the shine of the crocus. Kenai gaziv karkon. Kamai ki karan arpanov. Karan arpanov. What is this?
Crocuses.
Oh, this is what crocus looks like?
That's what they say.
Okay, very nice. And again.
Flowers.
It's a flower, right? Okay, and but it's not even red.
Right.
Fine, thank you. It says like the shine. Kambazag?
That was from Rabbi. There's something which Rabbi Einmar says, note 24 on 18b, which contradicts something we've been saying at the beginning, because he specifies that the blood we're talking about, in various colors, is in fact uterine blood. It has gone through the cervix, but for one who can tell the difference in colors, even though it is uterine blood.
100%. I don't think I said anything opposite to that.
Though we've always said that that blood which passes through the cervix, using the term blood to encompass all blood.
I never meant to disagree with that. I always was talking about blood because I didn't get involved in colors. I did mention a number of times that today red is red. We don't know the difference, so we treat everything like red. In those days, they had different shades of red, and only certain shades were considered Nida blood. Other shades were considered non-Nida blood, but they came from the same source, 100%.
That means I was wrong. Especially, you can have blood from the cervix, you can have blood from the vagina, blood from the vulva, you can have blood from the louse, all sorts of various...
No, but that's not what's happening here. These are all uterus blood, except that different colors are not Nida, that's all. There's something else. And I don't know what they are, but it doesn't make a difference to me. Whatever it is, it's not tame. Vaita Rashi, mazuk yain edam hamazuk b'mayim, v'avagav de kol shagmimus, water makes it weaker red, delay, tame. Tosan, fenugreek. Kamehameh Basar Tzvi, Mayal Hayaytze Mimenu, the juice that comes out of Tzvi. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Hakavya Memalala, sorry, Hayorok. Machloikas Rishaynim, how to translate Yorok. I don't know how in the world the Rishaynim can have a Machloikas, because later on in the Mishnah, I think the Mishnah translates it. But you can either translate Yorok as green, or as yellow, or gold. Now, I'm told, and again, this is what I was told going back in 1978 or 9, goes back a little while, I was told that there are two kinds of gold, American gold and European gold. That's what I was told by people who deal with jewelry. European gold has a reddish tinge to the gold that American gold does not have. So when the Rishonim talk about Zahav, Mare Zahav, they're not talking about American gold. They're talking about European gold, which has a reddish tinge to it. So some learn Yarek means that gold, and some learn Yarek means green. Some learn Yarek means yellow. I'm going to go with the translation of green. I know that I'm picking sides in Rishonim, but that's because that's the simplest reading of the Mishnah, so we'll just read the Mishnah. A Yarek is green. Akavya b'malao matame v'chachamim matarim. Kavya b'malao says it's tame. Why is green tame? The answer is, the Rishonim speak out, that he considers green a red that was affected by outside things, turned it green. But it's really a red blood. And b'chachamim say not true. Amar of Meir, meinam matame mishum kesem, if you don't consider it a nida, matame mishum maska, and the Gemara will explain what that means, it is still a liquid that came out of Anita, and again, we'll understand that in the Gemara. We don't understand this now. It's not Tameh as a Kesem, and it's not Tameh as a Mashka. We'll talk about in the Gemara what all this means. Rashi, Kedam HaMaka, no Rashi yet. Oh yeah, he made him a Tameh Mishum Kesem, that's Rashi Mefarish, but Gemara, don't lose yourself, wait for the Gemara. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Eze Edoim. Now we're going to go through every shade that we mentioned. What is red? Kedam hamaka, like the blood of a wound. Zatrashi, a fire is begemara. Even that needs explanation. Shachar is kecheres. Cheres is an ingredient they used to use in the ink. Rashi gives us the French word, adrement. I don't know what it is in English.
What?
Rashi gives me the French word. I don't know what it is in English.
French word?
Adrement.
Ooh. In English, I think it's orpiment.
Could be. What does he say it is?
I'd have to find it. Cheres is a type of black pigment used for ink. Cheres. It's often visible
in the cell. Right, look. Mikan Hame. Sorry? Amuk Mikan.
It's copper sulfate.
Copper sulfate, thank you. Amek mikan tame, if it's more red than that, black than that, it's tame. Dia mikan, if it's lighter than the copper sulfate, it's tahar. Rashi amek mikan, shamek b'mara shakruris, it's darker, black. Kleim shakha yaiser mikharis, blacker than black, tame. And dia, shenidches mimarusai, it's pushed away, which means it's lighter, it's tahar. Kakaran karkum, kabara shabai. Like the clear ones, Dr. Rashi. She has alim brurim b'marat mumis, yaisa mechavareya. And this seems to argue on what Rabbi Einhorn said, that there are leaves that are more red than the other ones. We want the reddest leaves. He seems to say it's the leaves. Maybe he means the inside of the leaves. But Gemara mefarishno. Ukamei me'adama, mi'bikas beis karam. It's only the ground that's mixed with water from a certain place. Vikas keis karen, umates of mayim, and you put water on top of it till the water is floating over the adama. The color of that water that is floating over the dirt from that place in the corner of a crocus garden qualifies as damida. Rashi, Kibor Shabbai did that. Beis Karim Mokum, it's the name of a place. Misham Mevi Adama, Benais Nebekli. Umeitz of Alem Mayim, claim a nice Misham Mayim, he puts water. Hatsi Amayim Tzofen Al Adama, until the water floats on top of the dirt. back to the Mishnah, Ukamazug.
In defense of Rabbi Aaron, he brings down the tried to back the Gemara's language and Rashi's language with a full spell.
Right. Ukamazug, what is wine mixed? Shnei halakimayim, two-thirds water, vechadayin, minayayin ha-sharayni, but it's only a certain wine, wine that came from Sharayin. Rashi, kamazug, ketat, and shnei halakimayim. Fine. So those are the five maris gambaicha. Any other shade of any other color is not needed. Today, again, we lack that bakiyas, which allows us to do things that they weren't allowed to do. They did not look at Medika cloth at night by a candlelight, because if it's different shades of red, you can't tell it. They used only daylight, and not in the sun, but in the shade near the sun. Light enough, but not with sunlight directly on the Medika cloth. It changes the shade of red. Today, we are more makel about looking at a Medika cloth at night, because you're just telling you if it's red or not red. You don't have to see a shade of red. Sometimes it's difficult, and the rabbi will say, I can't paskin at night, come back tomorrow. He would do that. That's if you can't tell if it's red or not, but that's, or black or not, but that's only then. But at the same time, we never say red is okay, because red is never okay, because we don't know what red is red. So therefore, we don't say that. Yes?
Does anyone use their light books to balance as a light balance as someone?
I can't tell you. I don't know. Frank Tigamar Minolan Dikadam Tarbisha. How do I know there's such a thing? How do I know there's a discharge that comes from the uterus that's not coming? Who told us that there's only certain things that are needless and that such a thing as a discharge from the uterus that's not needless? Maybe anything that comes from the uterus is coming. Doma Kol Dam Dasimina. Any dam that comes out of the uterus is coming. Amar Rab Chama Bar Yosef, Amar Rab Yishya, Amar Kra, Ki Yipolim Imcha Dover La Mishpat. The Torah is talking about a Zakim Mamre, that he paskins against the Bezin. He had an argument with Bezin, and they went up to the Sanhedrin HaGadlin Yishalayim, and they paskins against him, and he kept on doing his tzak. He's called a Zakim Mamre. We're not learning the halachas of a Zakim Mamre now. But the Torah gives us examples of what they're arguing about. Bein Dam L'Dam. What are they arguing about? Blood is blood. What does that mean, they're arguing between blood and blood? Obviously, that must be, there is something called Tahar and something called Tameh. If not, what are they arguing about? That's not needless. That's a lock of touching. That has nothing to do with what color it is. The Karma Kaimai Tameh, we're going to get to it, is only if it touches, it can touch any liquid, it becomes Tameh, because it came out of the Makar. We had a machleik as well to be saying Makar, but that's not needless. She doesn't become a nida. Karma Kaimai Tameh just means she touched Tuma, and therefore she's Tameh for one day. We're talking about making a woman a nida for 7 days, making her chayiv kara since she lived with her husband. Karma Kaimai Tameh would not make her nida for 7 days. It would make her nida for touching her husband. So it says in the pasuk that the Zakim Mamre and Bezin are arguing about Dam L'Dam. What are you arguing about? Terry says there's different shades of blood, and they're arguing about is this Tameh and this Tahar. That's a valid argument about whether she's a nida or not. That's where we learn out that obviously not every blood is Tameh. Stuck to Gemara, Elamiyata, Be Nega Nega Be Nega, Okanami Be Nega Tameh Le Nega Tahar. Right? When there are, the next passage says, Be Dam Le Dam, Be Din Le Din, Be Nega Le Nega. What are they fighting about there? Is a Nega Tameh or Tahar? There's no such thing as a Nega Tahar. So she tell you about Okanami Be Nega Tameh Le Nega Tahar. But she tell you Okanami Nega Tameh, Okanami, if you're going to say yes, Nega Tahar Miyika, is there such a thing as a Nega Tahar? The Chitei Makula Havaklav and Tarhu. The Torah said that the whole body turns white. From the Nega, he becomes Tahar. Ahu Bayak Mikri wouldn't be called a Nega Tameh, a Nega Tahar. It has a different name. The Torah calls it Bayak. Nega implies Tuma. There is no Nega Tahar. There is only one Nega. Nega is Tameh. So it can't mean be nega le nega. They're arguing, is this a nega tahor or a nega tame? There's no such thing as nega tahor. So obviously we have to say a different shot in that pasuk, and that will affect the shot of bein dam ladam as well. Because that that he turns white is tahor, not a nega tahor, it's not a nega. The word nega, see, it's a very specific interpretation. The use of the word nega, does it have two kinds of nega? No. Either it is or isn't. So, bein dam ladam, whether this dam means discharge, discharge the tame, discharge the tahor, right? So let me explain this. This is a key word in interpretation. We interpret dam as blood. Chazal interpret dam as discharge. Therefore, there's such a thing called dam tahor. Discharge that comes from a uterus that's tahor. If they don't interpret dam as blood, they interpret dam as discharge. Therefore, there can be a discharge that's tahor, made a discharge that's tahor. Or you want to say there can be blood that's tahor, I can live with that also. There can never be a nega tahor. And the word nega means tame. So what does bein nega le nega mean? Obviously, that has to have a different meaning. And once that has a different meaning, so does bein dam le dam. And there goes your proof that there's such a thing as dam tahor. See, you built the proof of dam tahor by the fact that there's an argument between dam and dam. And you have two types of dam. You have one type of dam. Some say this way, some say that way. So the analogous case by nega would mean you have a nega, and some say it's a nega tame, and some say it's a nega tahor. There are no nega tahors. It can't be shot in the pasuk. Yes? Sorry? No. And that's a shade of blood that is dam nida. It is not a different shade. We are saying from this Mishnah that you can have different shades that you don't see from Meitara. Meitara is the exact blood that comes out nida, the same shade. It's just a xeris hakasiv that in those days it's not matame. Again, it's not a different shade of blood. We don't see from there that there's shades of blood that are tahor. We're looking for a pasuk that tells us that there are shades of whatever we want to translate the word dam that are tahor, in essence, not just because of certain days. You're bringing a pasuk that proves that real dam, which makes your tameh on Sunday, won't make your tameh on Monday. That's a different thing completely. Meaning, we got all about 20 lines of Gemara before we get to the bottom of the question. Vayak, Lashem Leuven, white, Chenura Banashim Bchurim, Tipa Slovenus Moid Besneim. Young people have white splotches in their face. That is called Bayak. I'm actually just translating the word Bayak as white splotches. He's giving you a frame of reference that young people have them in their face. Not 100% sure what he's referring to, but Rashi's telling you that young people can have white blotches in their skin, and that is called bayak. He's just giving you a translation of a word. Fine. I'm going to stop here only because the Gemara goes another 20 lines, and we're going to start again from the beginning of the Gemara on Monday morning in Meretz Hashem. Sunday's Chazar. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos, and enjoy the longer Friday, and the later Meretz Shabbos, and we'll meet again in Meretz Hashem Sunday morning at 6:30.